Thursday, 22 October 15, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We're sure glad you're tuned to the Calvary Hour. The Calvary Hour is a ministry of the Calvary Baptist Church in New Bern, North Carolina. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. We're in 2 Peter in chapter 1. And Father, do bless us with thy precious holy word, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our topic is a godly life, it all adds up. And we're told, beginning in verse 5 of 2 Peter chapter 1, that we should add to our faith virtue, and of virtue knowledge. And the knowledge that we are seeking at this time is knowledge of God through his revealed names. And we have looked at many, many of his names as given to us in the Word of God. We're over in the New Testament now. We're looking at the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have looked at the last several broadcasts at his great name, I Am, identifying himself as Jehovah God. But he also identifies himself as the Word, the Logos, the precious Word of God. Let me just read you quickly from Revelation chapter 19 and start in verse 11. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And his name is called the Word of God. Why, sure, this brings us back to John chapter 1, does it not? And we'll begin reading in verse 1, and we'll read through. Well, let's go through verse 14, and then we'll go back and share some of these great truths together. Starting with verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, that is, John was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born, not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. You know, God identifies himself, as we have said, through many different names. And this is a really interesting name for our Lord Jesus Christ, the Logos, the Word. And I want you to notice how far back it goes. In the beginning was the Word. In the beginning was the Logos. Now, be sure that you know, the Holy Spirit would say, who I'm writing about here. For he says, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah. So let's look at verse 1 here for just a few minutes. Let's just feast on this verse for a few minutes. In the beginning was the Word. In the beginning was the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, dear friend, someone has well said that when the beginning began, he began the beginning. And when the ending ends, he'll end the ending, and he is, and always shall be, and by the way, he always has been God. In the beginning was the Word. Now, I'm reading to you today from the written Word of God. I'm glad that this Bible that I have is a supernatural book. I want to say that again. This is a supernatural book. You know, the word Holy Bible, it is the Hagios Biblios. It is the Holy Bible. It is the very Word of God. The Bible says all Scripture was given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. Peter writes by the holy inspiration of the Holy Spirit, For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Now let's go back to what the Apostle Paul wrote through the Holy Spirit, and that is this: all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. The word inspiration comes from two Greek words. It comes from the word theos, which means God, and pneustos, which means breath or spirit. In other words, this Bible that I'm reading to you is the very breath of God. It came from — where does breath come from? It comes from our innermost being. We exhale. We are exhaling air from our innermost being, from our lungs. Where did the Word of God come from? It came from our God's innermost being. It is the written logos. It is the written Word of God. But now, how about this? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. This is referring to our Lord Jesus Christ, and He is the incarnate Word of God. We have the Word of God here in print. I have it in my hand. We can hide it in our heart that we might not sin against God. But also, the Lord Jesus Christ is the incarnate Word of God. That is, the Lord Jesus Christ is God in flesh. That's what the incarnate Word of God means. He is God in the flesh. He was in the beginning. When the beginning began, He began the beginning. And I know you know this, but this just seems to be on my heart today. I want to remind you that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Creator. In Colossians chapter 1, speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ, or writing about the Lord Jesus Christ, verse 15, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, for by Him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. And He is the head of the body of the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in Him should all fullness dwell. Well, back to John chapter 1 and verse 1 again. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And dear friend, look carefully and closely at this. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. So you see, dear friend, when we started out this word study, you remember we started out with the name El, or Elohim, for the name of God. Let's go back there just real quickly. The word Elohim, the word for God, is a plural noun. It always means more than two. It occurs in the Old Testament 2,570 times. And it is used in Genesis 1 as God is creator, preserver, transcendent, mighty, and strong. So you see, dear friend, this plural name for God, not that we have plural gods, please get that straight, but the name Elohim means that God's name is plural, and therein we find that it always means more than two, and we have the Father, we have the Son, and we have the blessed Holy Spirit. And they all are involved in creation, but our Lord Jesus Christ is designated as and identified as the Creator Himself. The same was in the beginning with God, and again, verse 3, all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And not only is He our Creator, but He is our Savior. Listen to this carefully. He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. But as many as received Him, to them gave He the power, or the right, or the authority, to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name, which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word, here it is, and the Word was made flesh, the incarnate God, and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glories of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And you know what I want to say is just shout out, hallelujah. Praise the Lord for this wonderful truth, that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And when God closes out the whole scene of the ages in the book of Revelation, the Bible says when the Lord comes back and His name is called the Word of God. Our Heavenly Father, thank You for giving us Your precious incarnate Word. We thank You for giving us Your written Word, that we have today. God, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Dear friend, may our Lord bless you and make you a blessing. Be sure you trust in Christ Jesus as your Savior. And please join us next broadcast if you can.